on both forms?
Yes.
Alright.
This is Katara, participant 9024. Alright, you ready to get started?
Yeah.
Before we start, I'm gonna have you hit the buzzer. Any buzzer you like, you can hit any of them.
Okay.
So, whichever one. The purple one, cool. Alright, this one's super easy, and I'm sure you're so smart. So I just want you to tell me what letter this is, what's in the picture, and something else that starts with the same letter.
Okay.
Yeah. You can go ahead and give it a try.
It's A.
Mm-hmm.
The word's apple and, astronaut.
Perfect.
That's B. It's boy and, banana. C, cookies, car. D, duck. A dog. E, elephant, ear.
Mm-hmm.
F, fish, food. G, guitar. I can't think of one.
Where do you plant a bunch of plants?
A garden.
Yes, great job.
H, house.
What do you write with?
What?
What do you write with?
That's a pencil.
But what do you use to hold a pencil?
Your hand?
Yes, hands.
I, ice. Igloo. J, juice.
There's peanut butter and
jelly.
There we go.
K, key, Katara.
Oh, perfect, your name.
L, leaf, lily. M, monkey, mountain. N, nose. I can't think of one.
What if I hide this?
No.
There we go.
O, orange. Ostrich.
Yeah.
Doesn't that start with an L?
Yes, it does. Good
okay.
job.
P, plate, pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Q, quack, quick. R, red, race. S, spider, spaghetti.
Yummy.
T, table, tablet. U, umbrella.
I can think of something. What's the opposite of down?
Up.
Up, great.
V, vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
can't think of one for this.
Nothing?
No.
What kind of games do you play? Or can one play?
What?
Let's see. The... Any guesses?
No.
No word you can think of with V?
No.
What about, so you can take pictures and you can take...
Videos?
Yes, there we go.
W, watch. Which?
Yeah, good job.
X, X-ray. Xophone, or how do you say it?
The xylophone?
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
Y, yogurt.
This one's sometimes a hard one.
What's the opposite of no?
Yes.
There we go.
Z, zebra.
Zebra in Columbus, you'd have to go to the
zoo.
There we go. Amazing, you did an awesome job. Right, Chiba?
Yes.
Aww. All right.
You're doing great.
All right, let's move on to the next one. You can hit another buzzer for me.
Okay.
Whichever one you want. I like that sound. All right. What's your favorite subject in school?
Writing.
Writing? Oh, that's amazing. How do you feel about math?
It's okay.
It's okay. All right. This one's super easy, though. So I want you to tell me what number this is and what comes after.
Okay. One and two. Two, three. Three, four. Four, five. Five, six. Six, seven. 7, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12, 13, 13, 14, 14, 15, 15, 16.
You would think that, but it gets a little tricky here. Any guesses what might come next if it skips a bunch of numbers?
No. 20.
All right, what do you think is next?
25.
Great, what about next?
30.
Okay, now it'll trick you again, so what do you think's next?
40.
Amazing.
50.
Uh-huh.
60. 70. 80. 90, 100, 110.
It's going to trick you again, so what do you think is next?
115?
A little higher.
120? 112?
200.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
200, 300.
Actually, this one's really tricky. I don't know why it jumps so much, but which one?
500.
Mm-hmm. And then what's a really big number that comes after 500?
1,000.
Perfect. Great job. All right. This is adding, and even if you can't figure it out, can you just say whatever it says and then tell me what it might be?
9 plus 7 is 16, I think.
Perfect, you're so smart.
19 minus 1 is 18. 6 times 3 is 18. 21 divided by 3. Five, maybe?
Close. It's 7.
Oh.
But you did amazing. That was really great. Thank you.
You're doing an awesome job.
And Ziva thinks so, too. All right. Next one. So go ahead and hit another buzzer for me. I like that doorbell sound. All right. This one is in my hands, and it's fairly easy as well. So what's in the picture?
A shoe.
A shoe. What's this?
Two shoes.
Two shoes, great.
I have no clue what that is.
This is called a brib. Can you say brib?
Brib.
This is one brib.
That's two bribs.
Yep.
A lamp.
We're gonna call this a light.
Okay.
One light.
Two lights.
Mm-hmm.
A bell.
Mm-hmm.
Two bells.
Some of these words are really weird. This is called a yawk.
Okay. A yawk. Two yawks.
Perfect.
A crib.
Mm-hmm.
Two cribs.
This is called a pite.
Okay. A pite. Two pites.
I know this is a funny looking picture. This is called a foo.
A foo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a foo, two foos.
This is called a kel.
A kel.
Mm-hmm.
Two kels.
Perfect.
A rock.
Yep.
Two rocks.
Mm-hmm. This is called a duck.
A duck?
A duck with a P at the end. Duck.
A dup.
Mm-hmm.
Two dups. A slide, two slides.
This is called a scap.
A scap, two scaps, a purse.
We're gonna call this a bag.
A bag, two bags, a boat.
We're gonna call this a ship.
A ship,
mm-hmm.
Two ships, a cup. Two cups.
Peanut butter. Call this a snack.
A snack. Two snacks.
This is called a yag.
A yag. Two yags.
This is called a mip.
A what?
A mip.
A mip.
Mm-hmm.
Two mips.
This is called a smide.
A smide. Two smides.
Perfect, you did it all. You did so well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's hit another buzzer.
Great job.
Which one has been your favorite noise so far?
Probably the blue one.
The blue one. I like the blue one too. All right, next task. I love this one. All right, so. It's a really crazy picture, right?
Yes.
So can you tell me everything you see in the picture and maybe like come up with a story as to why anything's going on?
Well, there's...
And you can be as creative as possible.
There's a lion and a boy, a boat, flowers, lily pads, and fish. Maybe the boy is trying to help the lion go across the other side.
Where do you think they're going?
I don't know.
What about the lion? You don't think the lion would eat the boy?
No.
Why not?
Because the lion could be friendly.
Hmm?
The lion could be friendly.
The lion could be friendly, yeah. So you think they're friends?
Yeah.
How do you think they became friends?
Maybe because the boy went where the line was and they saw each other and they just wanted to be friends.
Aww. Anything else you see in the picture you want to tell me about?
I don't know what those are.
I think those are dragonflies.
Okay, there's dragonflies. That's all.
Okay, we can move on to the next one. Same thing with this one.
What is this?
It's a boy in his bedroom making airplanes. Paper airplanes.
Anything else you notice?
That his room is very dirty.
Mm-hmm. Is your room messy or is it clean?
In between.
In between, okay.
There's clouds in his room. There's books and a fish.
What about the clouds? Do you think he doesn't have a ceiling?
No.
He doesn't have a ceiling?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. He could have threw a toy at the wall.
Hmm?
He could have threw a toy at the ceiling.
True. Anything else?
There's cars.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
This one's a funny one.
There's a girl dressed like a scientist with an octopus in a science lab with rats and trash cans and, yeah.
What do you think is going on in this picture?
She's trying to do a science experiment.
About?
Light.
What about the octopus? Isn't that so weird that there's an octopus there?
Yeah.
How do you think he got there?
There could be a small tank right there.
Oh, you think he's from the tank?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he's helping her?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Last one.
There's a girl with... I can't tell what that is in her hand.
You can make it whatever.
We'll say it's a tomato. There's a snail. There's plants. There's a shovel. Yeah.
That's a really big vegetable, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you think it got that big?
She watered it every day.
Watered it every day? She didn't water the other ones?
Well, she could. She just didn't give it as much as water.
That's true. Anything else you see?
Clouds.
Mm-hmm.
A gate. That's all.
All right, well, thank you. That was amazing. All done with this one. All right, do you want to hit another buzzer, or maybe you can hit two at once?
Okay.
Do you really like that? All right. Do you like reading?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. I just want you to read as much as you can, but preferably the whole page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cam was at the water park and could not find his uncle. Cam's arm was bleeding and he was crying. Cam walked home slowly around the grass as he searched for a towel. People were talking and laughing. Many kids were eating lunch. Cam's stomach growled. He was lost. His arm was bleeding. He was hungry and he was alone. Finally, Cam heard someone shout his name. He smiled and turned to see Uncle Mo walking down the path. He had food from the truck. Cam squished over to him and gave Uncle Mo a big hug. "Are you all right, little man?" Uncle Mo said. "I am now. Cam said. He picked up his towel and wiped his arm. He also took off his shoes. They sat down. Uncle Mo handed Cam a hot dog and some chips. Cam smiled and said, "Thank you." "So, little man, did your mom and pop tell you the news?" Cam ate his hot dog and shook his head. "No," he said. "I am not here to visit. I am here to stay, and I am going to be staying with you for a while," Uncle Mo told Cam. Cam thought he was kidding. "No joke," Cam asked. It is true, Uncle Mo said. Cam smiled big and gave Uncle Mo the rock. When they were done eating, Uncle Mo said, I'm so glad you knew the way. Let's go back in the water." Cam left his shoes on the grass to dry. Uncle Mo and Cam walked back into the mist marker. Cam felt so happy. It was fun to go without Uncle Mo, and now Cam would see him all the time.
You're a great reader. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here is another one.
"I have good news, class," said Miss Starr. "Our school is going to have a play. The play is called The Princess and the Frog. The principal wants students in our room to dance in the play. She knows we have lots of good dancers in our classroom. She likes us to dance the way we dance on the playground. She will visit us later this week to pick children in our room to dance in the play. So keep practicing your dancing." Everyone shouted, "Hooray! We are going to be in a play. People will come and watch us dance. What fun! I'd like to dance in a play," said Gemma. "Me too," exclaimed Tamara. The girls were good friends. Gemma was a good dancer. Tamara liked to dance too, but she did not know all the dances. "I do not know all the dances. I will not be picked," said Tamara. "I will teach you every dance," said Gemma. Each day on the playground, the girls practiced every dance. They practiced so they would be good dancers in the play. The girls danced and dreamed about being in the play. All the children danced and danced all week. On Friday, the principal came to pick dancers for the play. "You are all good dancers. I'd like all of you to be in the play," she told them. The children were happy. They were excited to all be in the play. Tamara hugged Jamra. "Thank you for helping me," she said. "You're a good friend." The girls were so happy. They smiled and danced. All the boys and girls joined in and danced too.
Have you ever seen the movie The Princess and the Frog?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, that was really good.
Thank you.
This is our last one.
"The sweet potato is a rot vegetable, so that means it is grown under the ground. Sweet potatoes are large and sweet. Sweet potatoes are long. The skin of a sweet potato can be yellow, orange, red, brown, purple, or tan. On the inside, the sweet potato can be tan, white, red, pink, purple, yellow, or orange. If the sweet potato is white or pale yellow, it is not very sweet. The sweet potato will taste sweeter if it is red, pink, or orange. There are many ways to cook a sweet potato. You can bake it in the oven. You can make sweet potato fries. You can even make sweet potato pie. Jonah's big brother, Jamal, reads lots of books. Jonita reads too, but sometimes she just plays with her cat. One day, her brother came home from school with a top reader prize. Jamal was very happy. Mom and Dad were pleased. Jonita was very happy too, but she also wanted to be a top reader. You must read 5 or more books in a week. I will help you, her brother said. Mom took them to the library to get lots of books. Jamal helped his sister read the books. The next week, Jonita got a top reader prize. Fantastic. Let's read lots of books every week so you both will always be top readers, said Dad.
Oh, you're a top reader from what I saw today. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Go ahead and hit another buzzer. Or 2 or 3, whichever
you're
one you want.
You're doing great.
All right. I dropped my mask.
Got it?
Yeah.
I just want you to tell me what's happening in the picture and how would you do it?
He's brushing his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I would brush my teeth the same way.
How would you though? Can you, if I didn't know how to brush my teeth, how would you explain it to me?
By putting toothpaste on the toothbrush, putting it in your mouth and just rubbing it on your teeth. Someone washing their hands, and you would just put soap on your hands, water, rub your hands together, and then wash the soap off.
Perfect.
A boy tying his shoes, you would just make 2 bunny ears, put them together, put one under the other, and then pull it.
Great. I know, that one's a little hard to explain.
A girl making cereal. You would pour the cereal into a bowl and add milk. Right?
Do you like cereal?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Mini frosted wheats.
Ooh, yummy.
A boy putting on his clothes. You would just put it over your head, put your arm through, and put your one arm through, and put the other arm through.
Perfect.
A girl icing cupcakes. You would just squeeze it onto a cupcake, and that's all.
Have you ever made cupcakes before?
Yeah.
How do you make cupcakes?
You pour the batter in. You add eggs. I forget what else. Someone painting. You just dip the paintbrush into the paint and then put it on paper and paint whatever you want.
Do you like painting?
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Someone buckling in, you just pull the seatbelt over you and snap it into the buckle.
Mm-hmm, very important.
A girl feeding a teddy bear, you just scoop up food and you put it in their mouth.
Do you ever feed your stuffed animals?
No.
No.
Someone playing dress up, you just put on clothes and dress up.
This is a crazy outfit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where do you think they're going?
Maybe to a play.
Maybe, yeah.
Someone going down the slide. You just go to the top and go down.
Mm-hmm.
Someone kicking a ball, you just kick it with your foot.
Mm-hmm.
Someone building with blocks. you just stack the blocks. Someone swinging, you get onto the swing, and then you can either move your legs or have someone push you.
Do you usually have someone push you, or do you do it yourself?
I have someone push me, and then I do it by myself. Someone eating candy. I don't know how to explain that.
They're sharing candy. Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing.
What do you think he's doing? Any ideas?
He's just looking at his shoe.
Maybe he's thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he's in timeout?
Maybe.
All right. That was amazing. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
And we have one last one, so go ahead and hit a buzzer for me. Perfect. I'm gonna let you choose one picture that you want to talk about, okay?
Okay.
Just like we did before. So tell me when to stop when you want to talk about one, okay?
Okay. Stop.
You want to talk about this one?
Yeah.
What's going on?
This boy is trying to make a sandwich, and he's feeding a giraffe.
That's a really big sandwich.
Yeah.
Do you think it's for the boy or the giraffe?
Probably for them to share.
All right, well, that was perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.